Remain with me. Today I'm not preaching, but we are going to declare. We are going to declare. I believe today is a very important day because each time when the body of Christ make a declaration, something is happening in the heavens. And we are going to begin the declaration here. And when we go to the city, it's just an overflow. Yep. Things change. Each time when you make a commitment to the Lord, something changed. Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. He had favor. And everything started flowing. God started pouring out knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Daniel had gifts of the Spirit to operate. Something happened. Say with me, something happens when I make a declaration. Amen. Amen. Can we verbalize our Apostles' Creed again? Because today we are going to declare the death, the life, death, burial, rest, everything. And I'm going to declare the exaltation of Jesus Christ. Okay, can we verbalize it? Everybody say, putting your hand in your chest and say, one, two, three. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus
Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived born by the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven
and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
From then he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. You know, the plan of salvation and redemption and restoration is all based on one person, Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus Christ. From the Edenic to the Adamic covenant, when man fell, God said, Genesis 3:15, that there will be a salvation. He brought the Edenic salvation right from there. And right from it, our entire life of Christian life is not a religion. It's based on Jesus. Say with me, based on Jesus.
Based on Jesus.
God, the second person in the Son, the Word of God, became flesh. We call it the incarnation of Jesus. Say with me, the incarnation of Jesus.
The incarnation.
God was a spirit. Now he's taking form of a human flesh, a human body in the Virgin Mary, which we declared Virgin Mary. And that body is for redemption. Say with me, that virgin birth body is for redemption. Jesus went through the life. He understands you. Then finally, on the third, he got baptized. Then after that, he went to the cross. It's an expensive price that he paid, the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ for our salvation. Then the Bible tells us that he died for us. Say with me, he died for us.
He died for
3 days and three nights in the grave. 3 days and three nights in the grave. Say with me. There is an unseen work that has not been preached much. Jesus' body laid at Joseph Arimathea tomb, but his spirit went into the lowest part of hell, and Jesus, in the spirit, took back what the devil took, and he took the powers of hell and Hades and broke death and broke sickness, broke sin, and he rose again by the power of God, the Father himself and the Holy Spirit, and he rose again. Listen to me, what happened when he came up from the grave? He took his body and the blood and went up to heaven to present to heaven, because heaven needs to be cleansed. And he poured his blood on the mercy seat in heaven. So his physical body and the blood went up to heaven. Then this is what we know. He came down for 40 days and 40 nights, talked to the disciple about the kingdom of God. Say with me, the kingdom of God. Everything on the kingdom of God. On the 40th day, he made his formal ascension, the official ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know about this, but there are some things that we have not been told properly. We knew Jesus died, buried, rose again, ascended, resurrected. But what happened? He went up to heaven. He went up to heaven, and the Bible tells us he was glorified. And today, and then he was exalted. And this is what I'm going to share in a few moments, what he said. Today, Jesus is alive in heaven.
Amen.
He is on the throne. He is in session. But everything that he did had been accomplished. Let's look at the ascension of Jesus, or the exaltation of Jesus. The exaltation of Jesus. Okay, can we put in? His exaltation is his enthronement. Say with me, enthronement. With the ascension, with the glorification, Christ is now exalted in the right hand of God the Father. And this is what the verse that I want to use, Psalms 110 verse 1. Sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The entire glorification is God. Jesus, who became man, is now back in God, back as God. He's glorified. You know, the New Testament emphasized the office that Jesus went and has exalted Christ is in comparison to the Old Testament office. Number one, he is seated. Say with me, he's seated. Whenever anybody who's seated, and when a professor sits in his seat, that means it's official. Yeah. When a judge sits in his seat, that means it's official. Yeah, it. Jesus has officially ascended and seated back in authority. Our Jesus who died for us is now God and man. Say God-man.
God-man.
He is before God for us, and before as man, he is for us. There is a mediator for us. We are not alone. It's not a religion. It's a connection with God. And there are three offices, five offices that God has led. One, okay, can you say with me, number one, as a prophet, he is seated as a prophet. As a prophet, he is the word and of God. As a priest, number two, he is a reconciler, mediator, advocate, and intercessor. As a king, he is a ruler, governor of the universe. As a judge, he is a discerner and rewarder. These are the offices that you have. And one more. As Lord. As Lord, he enthroned and exalted as God-man. Okay, read the last caption. He came to the first advent as prophet. He rules and reigns now as a priest and king, and he returns the second time as judge. These are the offices that God has given to Jesus. Jesus is in heaven. We serve a living God. As an individual, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit connected to Jesus. Say with me, as an individual, I am connected with Jesus in heaven. As a temple of the Holy Spirit, or temple of God. As a body of Christ, Jesus is the head. I'm connected. Say with me, connected. Say with me, connected. Connected. Jesus is in heaven. Now, what I'm going to bring in this time of declaration, I want you to be connected to God. Whatever you go through, don't let go. If you are going through a tough time, fight it out.
Yeah.
When you are in coma, this is what I want to tell you. When you coma, everything is shut. Your spirit, you can fight it on.
Yeah.
When you are in trouble, heart attack, when people have a heart attack, fight it on.
Yeah.
That is what God is in control. Fight it on with connection, because don't let go. That's the word. Don't let go. Don't let go. Jesus is exalted. He's in authority. There's no other God than him. He is our creator. He's God.
Yes.
He's God. You are God's people. In this resurrected life that we have, I want to declare that nothing is impossible.
Yes.
As we declare this morning and from today, there's something going to change in the city of Perth, in the nation of Australia, in the nations of the world, and things are going to change. And I speak resurrection life. I speak resurrection life. I speak resurrection life. Resurrection life. In Jesus' name. I'll just put your hand. I want to pray for those who need a touch of God. If you have been backsliding, if you have not been walking right, if you do not know the Lord, receive the Lord, repent and receive the Lord, and be born again and receive this resurrection life. If you're not living right, I want to tell you, don't take any risk. Jesus is on the throne. He's in the heavens with God the Father. He has been there for 2,000 years. The 6 days creation lease that was given to Adam, which the devil took, that lease, 6,000 lease, is going to end, and Jesus is going to come. And 6,000 years, you know, one day to the Lord is 1,000, 6,000 years lease for Adam to rule. The devil took it, and he had his heyday. But today, I want to tell you, the lease is expired. Jesus will come down and take the kingdom and give it back to the Father. Time is running out. Yeah. Anytime the Lord will come back, because things are happening. Now he's waiting for the church to put the enemy as a footstool. Yeah. And it is done as you proclaim. As you worship and you praise the Lord and you bring spiritual warfare, pushing back the darkness, the powers of darkness will be brought under your feet, in the feet of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to speak resurrection life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak resurrection life to situation, to spirit, soul, body, mind, will, emotion, into the circumstances. Resurrection life in Jesus' name. Yoke to be broken, sickness to be broken, every situation to be broken. Be healed.
Yes.
Be healed.
Yes.
Be healed.
Yes.
Be healed.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Say with me, Jesus is ascended.
Is ascended.
He's seated as a prophet.
He is seated as a prophet.
He's my priest.
He's
my king.
He's my king.
He's judge.
He's judge.
He's Lord.
He's Lord.
Coming back again.
Coming
That's
back
the
again.
Message of Jesus. That's the message of Easter. Amen.